I just want to give a quick shout out to Kobe and Emmett. I really hope you're listening. Really thanks for listening, and appreciate it.
Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I am your host, James Morris. And I believe we already did a little bit of AL East predictions a couple episodes ago, but we're going to do that again just because I really want to do more, because we did very little on that. And I know all of a sudden I'm going to American League, which I was doing National League. I'm doing a National League podcast on Wednesday. On Tuesday, I'm going to probably do the AL Central. It depends, but today I'm doing the AL East. We're going to talk about AL East, predictions, playoff, our rosters, prediction on the rosters, and everything like that. So let's get right into it. The Blue Jays, what I predicted, the Blue Jays, they're a great team. I think they will dominate MLB. I rated them an A+. And let's just look at their roster and see if they really are a good team. Or no, I rated them an A-. So first thing here, we got Jose Berrios. So a solid pitcher, probably going to be their second, maybe third pitcher. You also got Yusei Kikuchi, another good pitcher, probably your third now. And then Alex Manoa, a Rookie of the Year candidate. And then you also got Haijian Ryu, another good pitcher. And then you got Kevin Gausman as well. So that's a very solid five. Easily the top five best in the American League. And so that's what you'll see from them. I want to talk about Kevin Gausman a little bit. I think he will surprise MLB. Why? Because I'm looking at his stats previously. With the Giants, he was great. 14-6 record with a 2.81 ERA. But like from years before, his best year was 10-11. With a 3.92 ERA, and his next best year was 11-12 with a 4.68 ERA. So most of his he was a relief pitcher in 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and then in 2019. So he has not started a ton, but he's a decent pitcher. I think he'll probably get 10 wins, maybe 9 losses, maybe 10 losses. He's going to be about even with the wins and losses record. I think his ERA is going to be pretty good. I mean, as last year was a 2.81 ERA. And I think the reason he got that good ERA and such a great year that year is because he really changed his form. He went from like a balanced throw, like with no good movement to his ball with. He moves his leg a lot and kind of puts his back backward and shifts his rotation. And so I don't know if that's good or bad, but it's just going to depend on how it's going to be good this year. Yusei Kikuchi, a very good pitcher. He will be he's more of a veteran guy, so you don't know you don't really know what to say about him, but I think he'll be decent this year. I don't think he'll dominate MLB, but I think he'll be all right. Let's look at his stats. A Japanese player, obviously with the name. He was 7-9 last year with a 4.41 ERA. That's a bad that he did not have a great year last year, but he's only played in the league for 3 years. He was 6-11 in 2019 with 5.46 ERA, so that wasn't very good. But he is a good pitcher. He's widely known to be that, and most pitchers could do it, or most teams could do with that. So that's not a bad lineup. And the next one, Alex Manoa. He almost won the Rookie of the Year last year. He was up there anyway. He was a 9-2 with a 3.22 ERA. I believe he's a right-hander. He's only 24, and he's 6'6", so he's pretty big, and he can pitch the ball. He's a good pitcher. And then lastly, Jose Berrios, a former twin, can really pitch the ball. I think he'll actually probably be their ace. So let's look at his statistics here. He is 12-9 last year, 3.52 ERA. So that's good as well. And then you also got a decent relief. I think Adam Simber's a relief pitcher. And then Nate Pearson can help you guys. Trevor Richards is pretty good. Jordan Romano is decent. So let's look at their starting lineup. First base, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., obviously, but he might switch out third, but they got Matt Chapman, so not anymore. So first baseman, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Second base, I kind of like Bo Bichette at second base. Bo Bichette had the most errors last year in 2021. So, but second base, pretty much like anyone that can play short. So I would say, I don't know. Maybe Santiago Espinal at second base, and then Bubba Shedd at short, and then Matt Chapman at third. Left field, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. I know the player, I just can't say his name very well. Teoscar Hernandez at right, and George Springer at center field. That's a pretty good lineup. Honestly, I like that lineup. That's very solid. So if you got a good starting pitching, a pretty good relief, and an excellent starting lineup, that's pretty good. So I'll give their starting pitching I'll go A-. I think the only team that's better than the Blue Jays starting pitching is the Mets. And so I think A-, I think of 4.5 out of 5. I think they're going to be pretty good. Their relief pitching, I've known better. The Dodgers have way better relief pitching. The Mets do. Not a lot of other teams do. I would give them 4 out of 5, their relief pitching. And then their starting, their lineup. I'll give them a B+. So, I mean, overall, that's pretty good. That deserves a good A- overall. And I gave the Blue Jays first place, having 98 wins and 65 losses, the most wins in MLB. And then I forgot, Raimel Tapia can also play the outfield. I think he's even better than George Springer. So switch him out over there. I think he'll be very good. The next player, or the next team, is the Red Sox in second place. I gave them a 88 wins and 74 losses, and their roster is solid. But I gave them only 88 wins because mostly they're pitching. Rich Hill's a little old. Nathan Avaldi, you've never had trust in him, and you let Erod away. I guess Matt Barnes can pitch a bit. But, I mean, not a great pitching, not amazing pitching, but you do got a good, and Michael Wacha's good, but you have a very good hitting, not very good pitching. You got Xander Bogaerts short, and you just got Trevor Story. He said he'll play second, so that's good. Alex Verdugo at center, Rafael Devers, Henrique Hernandez, Bobby Dalbec at first, Jackie Bradley in short, or center, Christian Arroyo at second, JD Martinez, Kevin Plawecki. I mean, that's pretty good. I'd give them a B+, but 4.5 out of 5 for hitting. So pretty good hitting, but I would give them a B-, 4 out of 5 for their pitching. So that's the only thing you guys need to work on. 88 wins and 74 losses probably will make you in the wild card next year with the expanded playoffs. So that's good. Second place is... You take that. I'd agree. I think you guys would take that, especially since the Blue Jays would be so good. But this AL East is a very good division. And third place are the Rays. And coming back from a World Series loss, 3 years ago, they got rid of a lot of their players because they are a lower market team. And so they decided to try to get the best. They had to get the best young talent they could. And you really do. You guys have one of the best young talent, Randy Arozarena, Wander Franco, and then I guess Yandy Diaz, he's not too old, no, I'm looking at it, Brent Phillips, I really like Brent Phillips, I know he's been up and down with AAA and MLB, but I would keep him up. You guys got Ryan Yabrow, I don't even know how to say his name, Yabrow, he's a great starting pitcher. I think the other, Shane McClanahan, I love that guy. He will be very good. He's only 24. So the young talent will get you a lot somewhere. You got Kevin Kiermaier out there. Austin Meadows in left field. Francesco Mejia at center. And then Corey Kluber in relief to cover you up. He might even be able to start. G-Man Choi at first, too. So, I mean, honestly, this is a pretty good lineup. I think this definitely, there's no way you can hit 90 wins. There's no way you'll be able to hit 70 wins. I think mid-80s, low-80s is definitely the way you guys are going to go with a slight chance of wild card, depending on how the AL Central looks and the AL West looks, which doesn't look very good. The AL West looks really good, but not the AL Central, in my opinion. But the Rays, 84 and 78, I think that's okay. I think that's probably the best you guys will be able to get. And then the Yankees. I'm not a Yankees fan, so I didn't rate them 80 and 82 just because I don't like them. But I don't like him that much, obviously, but Aaron Judge did hit a big home run yesterday, I think it was.
It was just had a very solid spring training from the first game to this at bat. Opportunities, he drives one down the right field line. A three-run shot for Aaron Judge, home run number four. And the Yankees take a 5-2 lead.
Honestly speaking, it's just ridiculous how he is capable of staying inside the ball and shoot the ball to right field nice and easy. You don't see a lot of effort, but honestly, when you are like 6'7", 6'8", you know, and you understand that you have power, that all you need to do is just put that ball in play, good things are going to happen, and that's what just happened to Aaron Judge.
So that was Aaron Judge. He's a great player. I think he's always been good. What are my thoughts on Aaron Judge? Because there's been a lot of good things about him, a lot of bad things about him. I think he's overrated, but I still think he's a great player. Aaron Judge will hit 30 home runs, no doubt. He'll probably bat 260. So all-star caliber player, yes. But I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of him. But the Yankees did give away Gleyber Torres. No, Julio Urshela. So the Yankees gave away Julio Urshela and Gary Sanchez, their catcher, for Iser Kiner-Falefa and Josh Donaldson, which is not a very smart trade. I think I talked about this in a different episode. Take a listen to that. But overall, that's not a good trade for the Yankees. No one's happy about that. Josh Donaldson's 36. He's getting old. Iser Kiner-Falefa can play short, but he cannot hit. But your relief pitching is solid. Your starting pitching needs work on. But your hitting is amazing. I mean, you got Gerrit Cole, I guess, in starting. Honestly, that's about it. Forgot about Anthony Rizzo. Luis Severino's. Jameson Taillon's good. So, I mean, a B- for your starting pitching. And so that's all right. Your relief pitching, 4.5 out of 5. I like relief pitching. Your hitting, I'll give a B+ as well. Maybe even B-. I think you guys will underachieve this year. You guys are okay. Not great, but decent. I mean, Josh Donaldson, Joey Gallo. I mean, Joey Gallo, everyone thinks Joey Gallo is so good, but he had a 199 with the most strikeouts in MLB last year. He did win a gold glove, but that's all he did last year that was good. I do like Joey Gallo. I think he's a funny guy, but that's about it for the Yankees. I don't think you guys will surprise anyone. I think you guys will underachieve. All these guys are old. I don't think you guys anyone above the or below the age 25. I'm actually checking here. I think I'm correct. I am. One player is 25, and that's Gleyber Torres. So you guys are very old. Oh, and I guess there's 24-year-old. Never heard of him. Ben Rodvet, the catcher. He probably doesn't play that much. But you guys are on an older team for sure. You can use that to your advantage, but not very often. So I think 80 wins and 82 losses is right for you guys. Maybe lucky to hit 50 or be a 500 team. I do doubt it, but you never know. Honestly, I mean, Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge and Aroldis Chapman, if they're together, you guys can do great things. And the Orioles are a team. They are a team for sure. Well, I don't know about for sure. They're a team out there that wants to contend, but they can't. You got 4 or 5 good players. Rondo Dor, Ryan Mountcastle, John Means, Cedric Mullins, Austin Hayes, and that's it. And that's all you guys did this year to get good. I guess I can't really say anything. You guys have very, very little money going through this season, so you guys had to get the players you guys could afford, which you guys actually did do pretty good for players that you could afford, but you guys are not going to be good this year. I'm sorry. I really, really like Ryan Mountcastle and Cedric Mullins and John Means. I think John Means is overrated. Just because he pitched that no-hitter doesn't mean he's that good. But they're decent, I guess. And I'm not... you guys are not going to be good. I think you guys will be better than last year. What do you guys have, like 52 wins last year? But, yeah, I don't even know what to say. The Orioles are not going to be good. I have them being last place with 57 wins and 105 losses. And I think that's pretty true. I would say maybe even possibly lower than that. They do have really good young talent, but that's it. I mean, Adley Rutschman is not expected for major leagues. Or Triple A opening day. Is he hurt? I don't know. But Adley Rutschman is super exciting when he comes back up. I'm going to talk about this a little later. I actually had him number 3 in Rookie of the Year votings and my like predictions in the future. So, I mean, honestly, I don't even know why I do Rookie of the Year. I'm actually not today because this literally could be anywhere. But National League, I did say Sahai Suzuki first, O'Neill Cruz second. That's that. Watch out for the Orioles. Don't watch out for the Orioles. Orioles in the spring training are 8-7, I believe. Yeah, 8-7. So, not great, but actually not bad for the Orioles anyway. But, Sam, we're just talking about spring training. How about we talk about really good teams heading into 2022? The better teams right now are, honestly, the Reds are doing pretty good. But let's take a look. The best team right now in the NL Central is 10-6. With the Cubs, they got a negative 10 run differential, so I think that's kind of weird. The best team in the NL East, Marlins 7-6, not a great record. Best teams in the NL West, Giants 8-7. Kind of weird. I never thought the Giants would be good. AL East will be... My gosh, nothing is working. I can't see. Everything is frozen on this computer. The Blue Jays are going to be good, and the White Sox are going to be good, the Mariners are going to be good, the Rangers are going to be decent, Twins are going to be decent. That's in the AL, and we covered the AL East for the second time, because I'm kind of confused and excited on them, on the AL East, because they got the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, and the Rays, and the Yankees, so all those are pretty much high market teams besides the Rays and the Orioles. But all those three are huge high market teams that will be really good and that have done a couple trades to make them better. But there's been two trades here in MLB. Sean Manaea has gone to the Padres, and the Dodgers got Craig Kimbrel and sent AJ Pollock to the Cincinnati. Sent AJ Pollock to the Chicago White Sox. Let's talk about the Sean Manaea trade first. The Padres have bolstered their rotation on Sunday, acquiring left-hander Sean Manaea in a trade with the A's. Sean Manaea, that's a weird name, is 30 for minor league right-hander Aaron Holiday and a pitching prospect Adrian Martinez and a minor league infielder, oh boy, Arbelo Angeles. Manaea was 11-10 last year with a 3.91 ERA in 32 starts last year. He had 2 shutouts, struck out a career-high 194 batters, ranking 8th in the American League. So let's look at the Padres' pitching rotation. You got Yu Darvish, not great, but not bad. Joe Musgrove having a horrible spring training, but we all know he's pretty good. Blake Snell, good pitcher. He can be good, but has not been good lately. And then, I guess, Nick Martinez. Don't know much about him. But, let's take a look about Nick Martinez. Because I've not heard of him. And maybe he's good. I do not know. Nick Martinez is a former Ranger. He was 3-8 last year with a 5.66 ERA. So, I guess not great. He's played in the MLB for, not long. But he could be good. Did you hear the word, it could? So it's not, nothing's guaranteed. All the pitchers they have can be good, but they might not be good. But adding Sean Manaea will help their starting pitching for sure. I guess the Padres also have Chris Paddock and Mike Clevinger as well. But Mike Clevinger has Tommy John, and I think Chris Paddock has oblique injury. But Sean Manaea is a solid player, or solid pitcher. He'll probably... In my opinion, he's better than Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove, and Blake Snell. I think he's going to be first, but I think they're making it sound like that he's not going to be first. He's going to be second or third even, which I do not agree on. But Sean Manaea has officially gone to the Padres. What do I think of this trade? I would give it maybe a D plus for the A's. They did horrible. They're on a rebuild year. They're not going to be very good this year. I have them. I don't even want to tell you. Listen to my next podcast about the AL West in a couple of days, and you'll see when I'm going to rank them. Okay. So the A's have got rid of Sean Manaea. than a rebuild year. I think this is like heaven for the Padres. You got rid of some prospects that aren't even that good. I mean, Adrian Martinez is okay, and Angela is that minor league infielder is okay, I guess. They're okay. And then Ryan Holiday is, I believe he's a relief pitcher. He's in the minor leagues right now, so I don't really know much about those prospects. I don't think they're very good. I don't think they're worth Sean Manea at all. I really like Sean Manea. Solid pitcher. Let's see what... this is kind of a long video. We won't watch all of it. But these are, like, stats or stuff.
Talk about Sean Manea wanting to challenge guys, wanting to pitch with that fire. See it there. Big swing and a miss. Robbie's been really good at that chase. 3-0-2. Foul tipped it into the glove of Murphy.
So I don't know why we listened to that video, but we did. But he's a strikeout pitcher. I mean, he went 11-10 with 3.91 ERA last year, so not bad, but not over amazing. Not like, not wow, that he's such a great pitcher, he should be an all-star. He's not an all-star, he's a good pitcher for not being an all-star, so that's that. And the Los Angeles Dodgers have traded Craig Kimbrel in a trade. Oh my gosh. The White Sox have traded Craig Kimbrel to the Dodgers for AJ Pollock. There we go. That sounded strange coming out of my mouth, but it's right. Let's talk about AJ Pollock, an outfielder, and the veteran closer, Kate Kimbrell. What do I think about this? I really like the Chicago White Sox and Los Angeles Dodgers. I actually predicted them both to be in the World Series. So these two teams, in my opinion, are going to be extreme rivals. But in my opinion, I think this is an amazing trade for the White Sox, and this is why. So you got Joe Kelly, Kendall Graveman, and Liam Hendricks. And one other guy. He's really good for the White Sox. Relief pitcher. Your relief pitcher is completely stacked. And least you could do is just give away Craig Kimbrel. That doesn't even really matter. You guys got so much relief pitching. The White Sox do. You don't really care if you give away your amazing Craig Kimbrel. He didn't even do that good for you guys. And then you guys need an outfielder for the most part. Luis Robert can't cover you all the time. Billy Hamilton, I think he's on your team too. AJ Pollock will be amazing for you guys. Let's look at Craig Kimbrel's statistics last year. If you guys are Dodgers fans, be excited about him. I know you guys are saying he's not having a good spring training, but he had 24 saves, 100 strikeouts, and a 2.26 ERA. You can never go wrong with that. He's a very good pitcher, so he will pitch good for you guys. I will guarantee that. But I know he's not having a good spring training, but he is a good pitcher. But I honestly think the White Sox did better. Whereas the AJ Pollock batted 297, 21 home runs and 69 RBIs. The former Diamondback is officially with the White Sox and the former Dodger, I guess, now. So I think the Dodgers now, they need an outfielder even worse than they did, because they need outfielders even with AJ Pollock. So they got rid of an outfielder, got a closer, because the Dodgers got rid of Kate Kimbrell and Joe Kelly. The Dodgers got rid of Kenley Jansen and Joe Kelly. So the Dodgers might not even be good this year. I had them winning 96 wins. I think it's only because they got Freddie Freeman. But their relief pitching, your guys' relief pitching is going to be really bad. So just be aware of that. Is Corey Kluber still on your team anymore, for crying out loud? And all those guys. The guy throws really fast. He's not even that good. I don't know. You guys are... We'll see. Blake Treinen. There we go. Blake Treinen. I really like that guy. He's on your team still, right? Yeah. Okay. Oh, and the relief pitcher for the White Sox, his name is Garrett Krawczyk. He's really a great... Krawczyk. He's a great player. I think he'll be really good. But the White Sox definitely prevailed on this trade. I'll give the White Sox an A- on the trade, because it's hard to give away Craig Kimbrel, but you did it. You got AJ Pollock for it. And the Dodgers made a dumb decision by... They did get Craig Kimbrel. Finally, they got a good relief pitcher. Not finally, but they got a good relief pitcher. But they got rid of probably one of their best outfielders by a lot. So now only Mookie Betts and Cody Bellinger can stay out there, and Cody Bellinger is gonna start probably next year. Wow, he's gonna be horrible this year. That's my prediction. He's gonna bat 200 with 19 home runs and like 59 RBIs. That's what I'm saying. So that's that. I also have a little more other predictions to do because I want to do this now rather than later. Predictions on the MVP and the Cy Youngs. I'm not so sure on my predictions here. I might even do them a little later. I'm almost positive on MVPs, but the Cy Youngs, I'm a little shaky on. I'm not for sure on it. But I rated first in the AL MVP in 2022 predictions. Wander Franco, I think. I mean, I don't even know why I gave him these stats, but this is, I think, his rough stats are going to be. I think he's going to have 31 home runs, Wander Franco is. I think he's going to bat 321, and he's going to play 160 games. I think Wander Franco is going to be a worldwide known player, no doubt in my mind. He's going to be a freaking nature. He's going to be very good. First, in the NL MVP, I think you guys all heard this coming. Austin Riley, I think he's going to hit 40 home runs next year, and he's going to bat 313 and play 162 games. I love Austin Riley. My gosh, he's also going to be a worldwide known player here anytime. He's a solid player. Really like his swing. He's a great player, and I really like what I see from him. Runner up in the MVP. I don't even know why I'm doing this. It's just fun to talk about predictions, and if I'm right, wow. Second in MVPs for AL, Bryce Harper. Why? Because he won the MVP last year. Oh. NL MVP, Matt Olson, hitting 43 dingers, batting 296 in 159 games. I like Matt Olson and Austin Riley. I just think I like Austin Riley more. But those are my predictions. I think Wander Franco and Austin Riley, those two, I think I'm like positive that they're going to win the MVP next year. So if you guys bet on those guys, they're going to win the MVP if you can bet on those MVPs. But also for Cy Youngs, AL, I'm not super sure on this, but I have Robbie Ray winning it again for the Cy Young for the AL, and I have him having 19 wins, 6 losses, and a 2.54 ERA. So that's pretty good. I think he's going to strike out like 3,000 batters. I think he's going to be very, very good. I have second Shane McClanahan, whatever his last name is, for the Rays. He's young, but he's deadly. I think he's going to have 18 wins, 9 losses, a 2.88 ERA. So I really like what I see from him, and I haven't even finished the NL Cy Young. I wrote Jacob deGrom second. The only reason I didn't write him first is because he gets hurt like the wind blows, and the wind blows a lot where I live. But I have him having 17 wins and 6 losses with an ERA as 3. So that's definitely not first. If you guys listen to this podcast, which not a lot of people do, I'm gonna write in the polls and tell me who do you think is gonna be who do you think is gonna be first place in 2022 for the NL Cy Young. I honestly don't even know. I have no clue who's gonna be. I feel like it's probably gonna be some Dodgers player or Yankees player or someone like that or super good. But I believe that's it. Thank you for listening to MLB from CEA Baseball. Please share it. Subscribe. I really need more listeners. Please share it because I really need tons of listeners. And I really like doing this. But take some other listens, and thank you for listening.